My good brother, who longest draws the thread of life and views the strange accidents that time makes, doth not find out a rarer gift than thankfulness is, that is most precious and seldomest found, which makes me well gladded that you methinks begins to feel how necessary a treasure this is to be employed where best it is deserved. As may appear in those lines that your last letter expresses, in which your thanks be great for the sundry cares that of your state and honour my dear friendship hath afforded you, being ever ready to give you ever such subjects for your writing, and thinks myself happy when either my warnings or counsels may in fittest time avail you. Whereas it hath pleased you to impart the offer that the French king hath made you with a desire of secrecy, believe that request includes a trust that never shall deceive, for though many exceed me in many things, yet I dare profess that I can ever keep taciturnity for myself and my friends. My head may fail, but my tongue shall never, as I will not say, but yourself can in yourself, though not to me, witness. But of that no more. Praeterierunt illi dies. Now to the French, in plain dealing, without fraud or guile. If he will do as he pretends, you shall be more beholding to him than he is to himself, who within 1 year hath winked at such injuries and affronts as e'er I would have endured that am of weakest sex. I should condemn my judgment. I will not enter into his. And therefore, if his verba come ad actionem, I more shall wonder than do suspect. But if you will needs have my single advice, try him, if he continue in that mind. And as I know that you would none of such a league as myself should not be won, so do I see by his overture that himself doth. Or if for my assistance you should need of all help he would give it, so as since he hath so good consideration of me, you will allow him therein, and doubt nothing but that he will have me willingly for company. For as I may not forget how their league with Scotland was reciproc when we had wars with them, so it is good reason that our friendships should be mutual. Now to confess my kind taking of all your loving offers and vows of most assured oaths, that naught shall be concealed from me, that either prince or subject shall to your knowledge work against me or my estate. Surely, dear brother, you write me much if so you do. And this I vow, that without you list, I will not willingly call you in question for such warnings. If the greatness of your cause may not counsel me thereunto, and do entreat you to think that if any accident so befall you, as either secrecy or speed shall be necessary, suppose yourself to be sure of such a one as shall neglect neither to perform so good a work. Let others promise, and I will do as much with truth as others with wiles. And thus I leave to molest your eyes with my scribbling, with my perpetual prayers for your good estate, as desireth your most loving and affectionate sister. As for your good considerations of border causes, I answer you by my agent, and infinitely thank you therefore.